This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and we're going to talk now about children's television.
Barney is a dinosaur from our imagination, and when he saw, he's what we call a dinosaur sensation.
Okay, please don't go away. Stay with us. I promise no more Barney. A new Kaiser Family Foundation report finds that children age 6 and under watch a lot of TV like Barney, on average 2 hours a day. A third have a TV in their own room, and nearly all have some product, clothes, toys, based on television characters. The study also found most parents think TV is a good thing because it helps children learn. Now that's a surprise. Wasn't TV always disparaged as the electronic babysitter that would turn kids into mush-brained zombies? I spoke with a couple of moms in Brooklyn, New York, about why they like television. Rosalind Sulkis and Robin Lentz each have 2 kids between the ages of 1 and 5.
Etta only watches Barney and The Wiggles if we catch it. Amos, I would say he probably watches 2 or 3 hours a day. In his case, I think TV is really important downtime. I mean, he comes home from school. A lot has been demanded of him. He's an incredibly active kid at the playground. And we come home, and it's really his place to rest.
Mia only really watches TV after supper, which is, let's say, 7 to 8. But on weekends, it's quite a lot more than that. And Chloe, who's 1 now, gets a lot more TV than Mia ever had.
The subtext of that study, and they don't come right out and say it, and they might disagree with what I'm about to say, is TV is not the best thing for your children to be doing. They should be reading, they should be out playing, they should be creating artwork, but TV should be minimal at best. Mm-hmm. And that kids under the age of 2 should have absolutely no TV whatsoever.
It's also important for kids to have happy, relaxed parents.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's fine, but do the people who wrote that study have any children?
It's really easy to bash TV. I met some people in the playground a few years ago who had a 1-month-old, and that my 3-year-old or 4-year-old was making references to something he'd seen on TV horrified them, and they just kept saying, our son will not love the screen until he learns to love the page first. And they have this whole screen bad, page good business.
But why is TV considered such an evil? I mean, why do people automatically jump to the conclusion that it's necessarily inferior to reading a book?
You know, you've grown up believing, and you do believe, that at some level it really is superior at every level to be reading than to be passively watching something. You know,
well, isn't it?
I certainly have, you know, much more invested in reading than watching television, although I quite enjoy watching television. But in terms of the next generation, I'm not sure how valid it is to sort of import that snobbishness, because just the reality is it's like being sort of anti-computers or something. You know, the reality is that it's a much more visually complex world, I think, for children now than it was for us. I remember when the BBC first did Pride and Prejudice, or some prized piece of English literature, there was a lot of speculation in the press about, oh, you know, TV sort of taking away even from the middle classes, you know, the right to fine literature. But that, in fact, televising Pride and Prejudice had, you know, doubled sales of the book. I mean, they sold more copies, you know, in the subsequent 6 months than they had in 5 years before that, or something like that. And my very tiny experience with a small child shows that to be true, too. For example, Mia first watched the Maisie programs on TV, and now she loves the books. And so I do think it can work in that way, as long as you are the kind of household and the kind of parent where you make the books available.
But do you ever feel these pangs of guilt where you say, well, I really should be sitting on the floor doing an art project with them, but I'd really rather do my own thing and plop the kid down on the couch? And do you ever feel guilty about that?
When I feel guilty is when Amos is watching TV instead of a bedtime story. And sometimes I feel guilty that as an English major, as the daughter of an English professor, I feel like I'm the one everyone assumes is reading to her children, and I'm not always doing it. I'm really not doing it as much as I should at all. And so that's where I feel guilty. But in the let mommy make this phone call, let me have this time to myself, I don't really feel bad about that.
And we were over at your house the other day trying to have
dinner.
With screaming, screeching 2-year-olds. And we thought, what did they do before television?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that thought occurs to me several times a week.
You mean a day?
I think they just turned them loose. on the street or something.
I grew up in South Africa, where there was no television until 1975. So I did grow up, I mean, at least my childhood pre-teen years were without television. I mean, I think children were very bored. I mean, I remember being very bored when I was a child.
My parents' generation cannot believe how involved with our kids we are in play. And it's weird that we're the same generation that's being criticized for plopping them in front of the television so much. I don't know anyone that has a playpen. Everyone just, the kid sort of has the run of the living room. You childproof things before you lock the kid away. Mm. It was a cause for concern when he branched out from PBS into commercial channels, and then he was just bombarded with all of the ads for all of those things that look so exciting. We now play a game where we make him try to guess what the people who made the ad want him to want to buy. And so he actually does watch ads really critically. You know, an ad will come on for Skittles, and he'll say, "Mommy, what do you think? Do you think they want me to buy the jeans, or do you think they want me to buy the skateboard?" And then when it turns out that it's candy, we have a good laugh about it, and we wonder, why did they think that they had to keep showing this guy skateboarding to want you to want sweets? It's not. There's nothing passive about that.
But I would posit that you are the rare parent who would sit down with your kid and deconstruct a television ad.
Sure, and I was actually just about to make the point that, of course, you are talking here to a particular demographic. You know, we're certain kind of parents with certain kinds of educational approaches, and, you know, I think that there are many households in which the television is on all day. You know, I don't feel much guilt about children watching TV when you need some time to yourself, as long as that's not all there is. I mean, but I know that that's sort of an ideal world thing, that, you know, very often, especially on a wet and rainy weekend, that is all there is. But I have a sort of optimistic hope that if they live in a house where their books and people converse and there are occasionally some other stimulating things to do, that, you know, they won't grow up to be brainless TV watching morons.
Rosalind Sulkis and Robin Lentz with enthusiastic, if qualified, support for their kids watching TV.